The company hoping to build a hydroelectric power plant on the mainland north of Petersburg has updated its plans for the development. Officials with Cascade Creek say they are reducing the potential impacts of the project by choosing an underwater power line in Thomas Bay. The company also says it plans to reduce the hydro plant's impact on Swan Lake, the high mountain lake that will be used for generating power. From Petersburg, KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
Cascade Creek LLC hopes to build the 70-megawatt power plant near the creek with that same name in Thomas Bay, about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. Originally, the company had proposed two alternatives for the transmission line in the bay itself and across Frederick Sound to Petersburg. A new scoping document issued this fall by the company eliminates the alternative that includes new road and overland power lines along a portion of the Thomas Bay shoreline. Chris Spenz is the company's licensing manager.
The land-based access and transmission alternative would include 1.5 miles of new road, a portion of which would go through old growth, and the reconditioning or rebuild of an additional 3 miles approximately of road, a couple of new bridges, and just rapidly became too much potential influence on the landscape when there was a better viable alternative.
Instead, the company plans to bury the power line under the seafloor, running it across Thomas Bay to an existing U.S. Forest Service dock. From there, it would run overland along existing logging roads before crossing Frederick Sound with another submarine cable to Mitkoff Island. Another change in the latest scoping document is the company's plans for Swan Lake, the water body at just above 1,500 feet, which will provide the water for the hydro plant. Spenz says the company proposes to keep the lake at its historic monthly levels.
The whole desire and reason to maintain natural elevations at the moment is that's what's been working, and that seems to be an integral part of sustaining the existing in-lake rainbow trout population. So that's what we want to do, is keep it as it has been pre-development.
The company plans to build what it's calling an outlet control structure at the outlet of the lake, allowing it to keep the lake level at the existing maximum. Instead of water spilling out of Swan Lake at that outlet, it would be siphoned into a tunnel and buried pipe and dropped down to the powerhouse at sea level. Some residents in the area have opposed the development because of its potential impact on the popular recreational hunting and fishing spot. Also, charter and cruise companies have voiced concerns over changes to a relatively undeveloped tourism destination. Rob Cadmus, a conservation director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says the biggest issue with the proposed hydro plant has not changed, that the energy from the project will be exported. He says communities in the region still running on diesel power should be connected to hydropower before electricity is sent out of Southeast.
Cascade Creek is still a really important recreation area, and that combined with the fact that the energy is for export, you know, I think there's still a real question of whether or not this project is appropriate.
Meanwhile, the company is concluding its field studies at Swan Lake for this year and working to complete a preliminary draft environmental assessment document. Cascade Creek hopes to have its license application and environmental assessment turned into a FERC by the end of January. That's when the company's 3-year preliminary federal permit to study the site expires. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.